Once upon a time, in the decades after the Great Depression, Americans desired a life of financial freedom. To our grandparents and great-grandparents, this meant staying out of debt. Living through the Great Depression, our great-grandparents learned the hard way that debt was bad, that owing money could destroy your life. So they paid for things in cash, they bought homes with big down payments, and they worked hard to pay their mortgages off as quickly as possible. They even had mortgage-burning parties in their backyards, where they celebrated their freedom from the banks after the last payment was made. As a result, many of them were able to retire in their early 60s without financial worry. Retirement wasn't a dream for our great-grandparents, and often our grandparents, who learned prudent financial behavior from their parents. It was an American promise. For them, the American dream was real. You went to work, you worked hard, you saved money, you paid down your debt, and then you retired with a pension and Social Security, and you lived happily ever after. Americans carry $12 trillion in debt. We deserve better. These days, the American dream of financial freedom, freedom from worry, freedom from living paycheck to paycheck, has become a nightmare. We bought the myth, or I should say, we bought the lie and turned it into a myth. As I write this, the Federal Reserve reports that Americans are on the hook for nearly $12 trillion in consumer and mortgage debt. This translates to an average of $49,000 of debt per family. In California and Nevada, the average tops $70,000. At the beginning of 2010, roughly 54 million American families owed a total of $866 billion in credit card debt, or an average of just over $16,000 each. At the same time, home equity has been dropping by trillions of dollars over the last few years as a result of the real estate declines, while unemployment has stayed stubbornly high. With 70% of us living paycheck to paycheck, nearly 7 million Americans have fallen behind on their mortgage payments. And as the New York Times reported, an astonishing $1.3 trillion of consumer debt is delinquent, with $986 billion seriously so, 90 days late and counting. Not surprisingly, the number of personal bankruptcies has been skyrocketing, reaching nearly 2 million in 2010, a 100% increase in just 5 years. Our government is in even worse shape, having gone from a balanced budget in fiscal 2001 to a $1.4 trillion deficit in fiscal 2009. And a projected $1.2 trillion deficit for fiscal 2010. The idea that we should all spend less than we make seems to have been forgotten as the American dream gets stolen one loan at a time. One has to truly wonder what has happened. How did we get here? And most important, what do we really want and what will we do about it?